I know you're not going to believe this. Last week it was green beans. Today, it's fresh packs of chicken and milk and meat and cheese and wieners and yogurt. And I don't know. I'm going to get them to send it to me. I tell you what happened, okay? We typically, if we're going to get the farmer boxes, we never know how many we're going to get. And if we're going to get them, we usually get them by 1 o'clock. And so we have room to give them out to our Thursday clients that come in. And if we have any left over, typically we'll stick them in our big reefer trailer and hold them till Saturday, then we'll give them out. Well, that big reefer trailer's in Baltimore, Maryland. They're just leaving. So I said, okay, that's fine. They're 3 hours late today. It was not the agency. It was the trucking company. 3 hours late, excuse me. I had to get a drink of something. I'm about to parch. They're 3 hours late arriving. The agency's 3 hours. The trucking company's 3 hours late. We got them at 4:30. But here's the thing: when we went to crank our what we call our M2, it's a 2016 Freightliner with a Thermo King unit on it. It was at Thermo King last week in Greenville. Whole new head, everything replaced. Must have been working great. They went to crank it. It will not hit a lick. So bottom line, we had 360 boxes of fresh chicken, milk, meat, and all this. They're now sitting under the portico out in the sunshine with no refrigeration. You say, it don't happen like that. I know it does. I can get in more trouble. I'm telling you. Ray Aiken, you say, he said, son, me and you get in more trouble than Paul and Silas. Well, we're in it again. So, here's the dilemma. I need folks to help us distribute this. We have to have a name. We have to have a number of the home. And, you know, so that could be verified. It's for the records. You don't have to sign anything because of COVID. And you can pick up for other families. But I have to have their name and their telephone number should someone want to verify that they received it. It's part of the Donald Trump's COVID package when everything was being dumped last spring. Remember all that? And it was instituted right over here in Mills River. The Flavor First was a big part of that. And of course, when the president came, the reason he came to Mills River was because they were leaders in that whole program. And it has kept farmers from going under, literally. Well, the chicken, the North Carolina, South Carolina chicken industry was going to be absolutely destroyed. Literally, they were going to take two million chickens out and kill them, bury them. And the North Carolina Department of Agriculture stepped in. We started doing the trailers over at the Ag Center and all that. Well, that's what this is. It's a direct thing. Southern Baptists are involved in it. They're helping to distribute it. And I don't know who's packing it. It's some packing house in South Carolina. But it's packed fresh. I mean, ones week before last, they had been packed the day before. So, I mean, it's real fresh stuff. And so we now are in a dilemma that I can't get the refrigerated trailer that's here, the one truck that's here, I can't get it to crank. I have no way of holding this. As of right now, 5:12, so we're a little past 5:12. As of 5:12, 40 times 6 is 240. I have 240 boxes remaining. We have given away 120 in the past 45 minutes. And that's about how fast the line's going to go. So you figure every 45 minutes. So by 6 o'clock, we ought to be down to, if it's 240, we ought to be down to about 120. So time your arrival based upon that. After 6 o'clock, of course, it's going to be down, you know, around 100 is all we'll have left. Unless, folks, you know, unless something changes, we can only load the cars so fast. We're doing two at a time. So my grandkids are there. We've got people of the church who are there. They're helping load the leadership team. They're loading. I've got two girls taking names and numbers, and we're loading cars. You don't have to get out of your car. Just drive through. if you are within 45 minutes of here, probably worth your time. There's a pack of, it looked like chicken legs, the ones that I picked up. It's like Cryvac. Here's the problem. It's not frozen. It's fresh. So very shortly, I mean, it come off of a trailer at 38 degrees, but very shortly, we're going to have to start shooting this chicken. It's taking its temperature, you know, very, very shortly. Last week is green beans. Only thing we had with them is that they're going to freeze. That was the only rush. Big difference between green beans freezing and fresh chicken being thrown away. So, and the other part of that is if I have to report this as a throwaway, I'm not sure we'll ever get any more. You know what I'm saying? If I had this big of a loss, I'm just not sure we could. So what can I do, preacher? Well, number one, you can pray. Number two, you come, pick up for your families and your neighbors and like that. And number three, you can publish it. You can tell folks about it because the line is not long. I mean, there's only like six cars when I walked up. And that's just because it just takes time to write everything down and get it in the cars. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I know. The beans were a blessing. They were. And I appreciate so many people that are responding, saying, hey, this is the Lord's way of taking care of us. And I say, amen. Amen. Matter of fact, I got a comment on green beans. Thank God for the food boxes. Said I set a box of green beans at the mailbox of my retirement park with grocery bags. Many residents were blessed with beans. Thank you all for being the instrument that God uses. Well, Thursday before Share-a-thon, this is not what I would have planned. I'm wringing wet, but it is what it is. And so I'd rather have it and be in a rush to give it away as to not have it, you know. So I guess we could have turned it down, but I don't know what they'd have done with it. So anyway, let me see here. They just sent me what was in it. I can't remember. All right, there's a gallon of milk. There's a bag of potatoes. There is a pretty large carton of yogurt, a plastic cup full of yogurt. There's fresh carrots, fresh onions. There's a block of cheese. There's hot dogs. There's a bag of oranges. And there's a Cryvac pack of chicken drumsticks. Now that's what makes up the farmer to family food boxes. That's what I call them. I think that's right. The president may have had another name for it. I don't remember. Sonny Perdue, the United States Department of Agriculture Secretary, was over there. And, of course, he was the one kind of heading all that up. And then Ivanka Trump, she was big into this. She was kind of the key person in all that, promoting it. And she traveled and promoted it and all that. And so this has local roots. It's reached the whole nation, but it has local roots. And local farmers, and particularly North Carolina farmers, have been blessed by this because they've been able to sell product. And the government's been buying product that they would have otherwise, would not have been able to sell. So it's good in two ways. And the restriction is you have to be affected by COVID. And so most folks I know have been. Most folks I know have been affected by COVID one way or the other. And so that's the stipulation. You have to be affected by COVID. And so you can pick up for other folks as long as you give us their name and their telephone number. So as of 5/12, we had 240 boxes of fresh chicken. And there just went another 40. So now we're down to 5 pallets. I've got a countdown going on today because last week we didn't know where we were. So we're down now to 200 food boxes remaining out of 360. There are 200 food boxes remaining at the warehouse. They are located at 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest. You come in the main entrance off the main highway. If you'll come in, come down by the building, come around behind, you'll see the warehouse parking lot. You'll see the line. You're only talking about, again, maybe a 5 to 10 minute wait, if that. It's not much. So that's why we're asking folks to come as quickly as you can and help pick these up. And they just confirmed that we are now at 200 boxes remaining. Okay. And the reason I'm going to tell you that so that, last week I had people drive all the way from Pickens. They didn't get hardly anything. And I hated that, So We're going to see how fast these things go out. That box went out in 18 minutes. 18 minutes. It was 12, 5-12, and they gave out 40 boxes in 18 minutes. That's pretty good, isn't it? That's a little better than two cars a minute. That's pretty good. That's nothing slack about that. Okay. Appreciate all the folks that are helping with that. Thank you very, very much. And if you've got questions about this, text me, 577-1296, or call it 884-9427, and I'll try to answer you over the telephone, okay? All right. You ask the question over the telephone or over the text, and I'll answer it over the radio. How about that? Let's do it that way. We got rain coming in later tonight, cool night, 38, and then, of course, rain tomorrow, tomorrow night. There's a chance on Saturday. A chance on Saturday night, a pretty good chance Sunday, and Sunday night, probably pretty real good chance, 80% Sunday night, 60% Monday, and it tapers off a little bit, but really it looks like rain. Well, Wednesday's about the only day don't have the word rain in the forecast, and yeah, for sure, Share-a-thon. All right, again, I apologize for drinking a Diet Right on the radio, but my mouth is parched. My tongue sticks to my roof of my mouth. And yeah, let's go back right quick and do a quick traffic deal here. Okay, I see what it is. There is a crash. It is not on the bridge, but it's right there as you leave the bridge on the Captain Jeff Bowen Bridge as you're going westbound. And when I say west, I'm talking about according to the compass. Okay, going west toward Canton on the bridge. Yeah, there's a crash right there. It has backed traffic up all the way over through Bowcatcher Cut, and it has also backed it up all the way up past UNCA exit. So, not a good afternoon to be in Asheville. It looks like pretty bad. And this is not just slow. Most of this looks to be stopped. So I don't know what's happened there on the bridge. There's a camera system that we can actually look and see, but I don't have access to it right this minute. Y'all had access to the Jeff Bowen Bridge camera. You can look at that and see what you can see. Yeah, you might actually be able to see it. It's on top of the old BB&T building is where that camera's at. Yeah. All right, that's going on, and then everything else is looking okay, at least as far as I can tell. I don't see anything much on the secondaries. Most everything that I'm noticing is okay. All right, let's drop off a mountain here, and it's odd for a Thursday. We're backed up all the way to 101 down to the famous Pelham Road, yeah, and then we're backed up past 385 back up to Pelham. And so Greenville is slower than normal today. It looks more like a Friday than it does a Thursday, and I have no explanation as to why. Also, some slowdown there at 85 and 185. And again, don't know what that's. Oh, I do. There's a wreck. I just saw it. So there's a wreck on 85 South just past the 185 split. And it's got traffic backing up now all the way back over top of Whitehorse. And so just let you know about that. Okay? All right. Thank you. And appreciate that this afternoon. If you see traffic happening, you see issues, things going on, always let us know. We're always glad to hear from folks, okay? All right, we are at 62 degrees on the outside. I promise you it feels warmer than that. I'm just saying, it just feels warmer than that. Yeah, it feels warmer than 62. The National Weather Service wanted us to move that thing. I'm just wondering, we've been running 2 degrees warm, if everything around us, for the longest time, we've been 2 degrees warm, and so they wanted us to move the probe. Well, I don't know if we moved it or not. They were talking about it, but they were also discussing where to put it. But now that's colder than everybody else. So I'm not sure why that is. Let's see what the airport's got. It's not so bad. 64. 64 at the airport. Okay, we probably live with that. Matter of fact, that should be about right. Yeah, that should be about right. And so, okay, maybe it's just older readings. Maybe it was just earlier today. I don't know for sure. All right, well, I'm glad to have you with us and appreciate today being sponsored by Pastor Charles Barrier and the Calvary Baptist Church in Pennington Gap, Virginia. And they mentioned my name and Anchor Ministries. Thank you. And Pastor Barry, appreciate him very much and appreciate them standing with us here at AM 720. And thank you so very, very much. Only 3 days until Share-a-thon. And we'll talk more about that coming up here in just a minute. And birthdays today, I'm looking, let's see here, Mr. Josiah Masterson from Anchor having a birthday today. Congratulations. Also, Cassandra McCall, congratulations going out as well. God bless you. You know, I wish that we had a camera that would watch the action. I can see the cars coming. I can see the cars going. But I can't see the cars being loaded. With my all my camera system, I've got 1, 2, 3, 5, 15, see 20. I've got 20 cameras here at the ministry that focus on about everything you can think of. They're everywhere. And, the only place we ain't got them is the bathrooms. But there's one camera that the shot's off. In other words, it's looking a little different direction. And so I cannot tell how many cars are in the line. Let me see if I can change that. And I might be able to. Let me pull up here and bring one up and see if it'll... Okay. All right. The cars are backed up right now to just right there where you turn in. So there's about 3, 6, 9 cars in line, something like that. Loading a car a minute, roughly. And so, yeah, it's moving quickly. And so you're welcome to come. Won't take long to load you. And so somebody says 63, so 62.9. That's close, isn't it? Well, maybe we're more accurate than we were. Maybe I'm just not used to it being right. That may be what's wrong with it. All right. Well, looking this afternoon to who's with us from all over the place. Let me switch something around here. And let me, let's see here. I think me just a second, I want to alphabetize these because I think it's neat because you move all over the country and you got all of these places. See if you recognize what state these are in. How about Anchorage, Avon, Brevard, Carson City, Cullowhee, Denison, Gordon, Grassy Creek, Greer, Hendersonville, Hot Springs, National Park, Houston, Indianapolis, Jefferson, Joplin, Kokomo, Lancaster, Ottawa, Ridgeland, Seagrove, Spartanburg, Toms River, and unknown, and a bunch of unknowns today. But we appreciate everybody. Thank you very much. God bless you. And if I could get a text through, Micah, text Barry and tell him if he could take the camera over the big door and move it to where I can see what's going on. Would he do that? Can he adjust that camera? Would he do that for me? I'd have to have a forklift and run somebody up on there. Okay, so we just hit 4 pallets. We have 160 family food boxes left. 160, folks. So the next 160 folks that claim those, they belong to you. Yeah. And thank you. Appreciate that very much. And appreciate some of our folks pulled up to get groceries and then got out to help. that's a blessing. It is. That's a blessing. And appreciate them doing that. And I want to tell you that we're closing the warehouse, of course, indoor shopping. It closes at 5:30, but we're continuing to give out the groceries on the outside, and they're going quickly, a little quicker than I thought they would, and so that's a good thing. So if you are, how long did it take us to do that last that pallet we just did? Took us what, about, was it 10 minutes to do that last pallet? Something like that, 9 minutes. So we'll see. I don't know we'll make it to 6 o'clock. It'll be close. It'll be close. So we'll watch that real closely, and we'll see how that goes. But I'll continue to do you a countdown so that you don't come for nothing. I hate that. You know, I wished we had more. I mean, we had more green beans. I was dreading green beans. I was dreaming about green beans. Last week, I had 350 cases refrigerated green beans set up, Blue Lake green beans out of Delray Beach, Florida. So we cried help. People began to come, and I was begging them to take beans. And then people showed up, and we didn't have any green beans. And I felt so bad. I did. I felt terrible about it. But that's kind of the way things work sometimes, you know. Glad to see Pensacola, Legazpi City, Philippines, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Glad to have the country of Pakistan on this afternoon. Arkansas is with us, and Mills River all watching. Thank you so much. Also, Piggy Forest, thank you for being on with us this afternoon. 4412 says, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton, and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you. Appreciate that very, very much. And Brother Walton has sent me an email concerning searching the apps on the different platforms, and I'm going to try my best to get it open here in a minute and share some details with you on that, okay? Let's see here. Cheryl, I appreciate you being on with us today. And others that are with us, thank you for being on board. Well, one of the things we were going to talk about was about how that you get on or how that you watch Share-a-thon. Of course, Share-a-thon begins. The rally service is Sunday afternoon. And I'm sorry that it's closed to outside guests. And I'm sorry that that's the case. But of course, you know, we didn't make the rules. And we had to get folks up Sunday morning. We had to get folks to actually get up and leave the service because we were over capacity. We did. It was okay. The teenagers and the Bible college and some of the other folks, they got up and went down the hall and watched in some of the other rooms and stuff on closed circuit. It was okay. But we're trying to get it to where you can, of course, as many people as can get on and watch it. And let me see here. Bill Walton has been helping us. He's been kind of consulting on our video apps. And what's changed is we've done a bunch of upgrades. And so the video apps have changed somewhat. So let's first talk about on Roku. If you get on Roku, if you will search Anchor Broadcasting, it's the only search that brings up the app, okay? And so Anchor Broadcasting on Roku. Amazon Fire Stick, you can search WGCR Radio, or you can also search Anchor Broadcasting. Either one of those will work on Amazon, but only Anchor Broadcasting on Roku. On Apple TV, we're still questioning that. Maybe someone that's got a newer one. You have a newer Apple TV? Would you go in your search and look for us and tell us how to find us? Would you do that? Well, we got some of the older ones, and it won't even let you search the App Store. Now, if you are doing the app on your phone or your tablet, that's different. So if you go to the Play Store, which is for Android, you can search ABN, Anchor Broadcasting Network. You can search WGCR. You can also search Anchor Broadcasting. All three of those things work. But some of the searches don't put the app at the top, so you got to kind of go down through it and look for us. Okay? The Apple App Store, of course, they're so hard to get into and deal with because they're so secure. The Apple Store, we're there. We're registered. We're all, I hate to say the word sanctified, but that I can't think of another word. But that's about what you have to go through. It's a sanctification process you got to go through to get in Apple. And it's the same as the Play Store. You can search us under ABM, WGCR, Anchor Broadcasting. Okay? The app, I go by color a lot. I go by what I can see. The ABN app, It says ABN in the middle. It's got blue color on the top third. It's got white the second third. And it's got like a sun yellow orange on the bottom third. So it ranges from blue through white into yellow and orange. And it says ABN. That's us. Okay? And we got to the bottom of why folks could not see us. Was it yesterday? And we got to the bottom. And there you go. They're fixing my camera. I've got a close-up of one of my guys here. They're working on my camera. I appreciate that. I think they may have to get a screwdriver. But that's funny. I'm seeing one of my guys from Georgia. He's up on forklift adjusting the camera to the left. So anyway, scared me as I looked up and he's looking at me, and it was on this big screen TV in here. I said somebody, and I'm so glad you did. They said we went on Roku and we could not see you. We could hear you, but we couldn't see you. Well, here's what happened. We talked with engineering, and they were having issues when we had the servers crash. The video was popping in and out, popping in and out, popping in and out. And what was going to happen was they were going to kill us. I mean, they were going to take our app off because it was not being faithful. In other words, it was popping in and out. And for that reason, tell him to go a little more to the little more over, okay? Talk to Blake and guide him, okay? On the camera move. They were going to take us off completely. So in order to do that, we stopped sending the video stream. Well, when we got the new servers in, we didn't reconnect it. And for that reason, that's why you were only getting an audio only, okay? I just got a couple of new information, so listen to this. The chicken is fully cooked. Well, hallelujah for that. I knew it was refrigerated, but I thought it was raw. I didn't read it. Well, good. That helps. It really does. That helps. The bacteria level goes way down in that when it's cooked, so that's a good thing. It's kind of a cryovac wrap, but it's a fully cooked chicken. Good. Chicken legs, I believe it is. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that from one of our folks that was early in the line that went through. And as of right now, as of 5:40, there are 120 farm to family food boxes left. 120 farm to family food boxes remain, and they've been going pretty quick. And we're glad, because if you're just joining us, we get these sometimes. We get a lot of what's left over from a distribution in Asheville. And we're glad to get them, and usually it's not that many. You know, we'll get 3 pallets, 4 pallets, 40 to the pallet. So we'll give them out during our Thursday distribution, because we're open on Thursdays to all of our TFAP folks. And if there's a few left over, we'll stick them in the refrigerator, and we'll save them for Saturday. Well, two things happened today. The truck was 3 hours late. So Asheville didn't get theirs to 3 hours late, and of course, therefore, they missed their target distribution time because the truck was late. So instead of getting 3 pallets, we got 9. 9 times 4 is 36, 360. And as a result of that, they called and said, can you take them? And I said, yeah, sure, bring them on, great. We'll stick them on the back of our M2 refrigerated truck. We'll just cool them and it'll be fine. We'll give them out Saturday. And I had actually gone to a late lunch with Brother Brian McBride. He's here. And so I met him for lunch, and I got a text and said the M2 refrigerated trailer will not, repeat, will not crank. Oh, no. And the Hearts with Hands truck was late pulling out, and I appreciate so much them working with us. And so what do you do? Well, you holler help as loud as you can holler. And you get folks to come. The line right now is not long. It's just where you start to come into the parking lot of the warehouse. So we're probably a dozen cars, something like that. is what the wait is. It may be a little longer. I can't see how many up here in the queue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Let's go with about 15 cars. But from what I've been seeing here, they have been doing way more in a car a minute. They're doing, what are they doing? 3 a minute? Something like that. It's fast. They have really been going after it. And so that's a blessing. And we're grateful. Yeah, we're grateful. We're thankful for that. We're grateful. And Blake didn't get me as far over as he thought he was going to. He didn't get me as far left. And so we'll live with it. All right. So at least I can see the traffic count now. Anyway, I can't see them actually. Well, I can see the front car, but I can't see the second car that they're loading. Yeah. All right. And so our Bible college has, they got class tonight, and then so they've got to be done by 6:15, and then of course dark is going to catch us. And so yeah. All right. And all right. Well, let's see the. Okay, so my camera won't turn as far as I'm wanting for it to turn. That's what's wrong. Okay, well, I can live with what I got. I can see the white car right now that's pulling out. So if y'all will pull them a little bit more forward, I can see everybody. All right? We've got all our folks in vests, and we're doing two at a time. So they're loading two cars at a time, and they come back to you, and they take your name and your telephone number, and that's for each person in the car or, you know, that's for each household that's picking up. Or for households that you're picking up, and then they'll load that number of boxes in there for you and take it, okay? And, all right, thank you. Thank you for doing that. So we are at, according to this, and this was, again, a couple minutes ago, we were 120 farm-to-family food boxes remaining, okay? All right, let's talk about Share-a-thon for a minute in another way. Let me give you the schedules here that are coming up next Thursday. We are so excited and thanking God for the upcoming Share-a-thon. I'll be honest with you. I was pretty disappointed, I guess is the word to use. I was pretty disappointed when we first started talking about it without an audience. But the closer it gets, the more excited I get. And so we're very grateful to the Lord. On next Thursday, we will have Brother Brian Coates singing. The Thren family going to be here. Boy, God used them last year. The Rogers family, boy, God used them as well. The Brady Rochester family, they're coming in. Mark Wheeler and his family, they're coming in. It is going to be a great day. Oh, yeah, it is going to be a great day. Next Thursday, it's going to be tremendous. We're looking forward to that. And then, of course, we'll have, let me think just a minute. I'm supposed to know that. I'm the one that booked them. But I've got a couple other things on my mind today. I can't imagine. Let's see here. And I've got it filed under Share-a-thon. So let me see if I can. Hourly singing schedule. No, that's not it. Pickup tools. Share-a-thon. Here it is. Okay, so our morning schedule is Scott Dean on Monday morning, Brother Doug Raines on Tuesday morning, Brother Ricky Lee is on Wednesday morning. These are all broadcasters. Brother Jimbo Seaton from Burnsville, he is Thursday morning. Brother Ben Carper is Friday morning, and then Brother Scott Matthews of the Rochesters, he is Saturday morning. And so it's going to be a great week of preaching. Brother Brian McBride, he is both services Sunday, and then 2 o'clock Monday through Friday, and then both services the second Sunday. Then Brother Rudy Smith, he's in the 5:30 slot, moved up to 5:30, and that is going to be Monday through Friday at 5:30 in the afternoon. And then we're going to have our sentimental sermons. Our list of sentimental sermons escapes me, but it's because I don't know what night's what, but I can tell you this. I should know. Again, I help schedule it. But we've got, from memory, let's see. We've got Mays Jackson, we've got Ralph Sexton Sr., we've got Lawrence Rhodes, we've got Ray Aiken. Now I forgot what I said. Harold Seiler, Mays Jackson, Ralph Sexton Sr., We have got Lawrence Rhodes, Ray Aiken, and there's one more. Stand at Blue. Stand at Blue. That's it. Stand at Blue. All right, that beep is 80 pallets. 80 pallets. 80 boxes. 80 boxes. That beep is 80 boxes. So I'm thinking we're going to, if you can't get here before 6, it's not going to work, okay? As fast as they're doing these now. Yeah. And so if you're in line, you'll be served. But if you're not here before 6, I doubt it, okay? So you can try it and see if you'd like to. You are welcome to do that, okay? But for our food boxes, okay? So folks are saying, what's the rush? What's wrong? Why don't you just put them in the refrigerator and save them? Well, we would, but that backslid thing won't crank. It's not the truck. It's the refrigerator unit. It won't fire. Well, we put a brand new head on it. Took it all the way to Greenville. Put a brand new head on it. It worked great. Of course, they always do at the dealership, don't they? Get it up here. Won't crank. Won't. It's not, we're not working. I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know what's wrong with the thing. Well, we normally have our big one, but it's got a load of furniture on it in Baltimore, Maryland. Just pulled out of Baltimore. Yeah, coming back here. We just took a load day before yesterday, took it down to, we left here Tuesday night and took a load to Atlanta, dropped it, and then they drove most of the way into Baltimore, a driving team, and Roger and Mike. And then they, I think they got a hotel, spent the night, and then they were there early this morning. Well, let's see, what's the day? No. They left here Tuesday night, and they drove, and they stayed in the truck. That's what it was. They were in Atlanta all day yesterday unloaded, and they got to leave Atlanta early. And so they cut out to Baltimore, got almost there, got them a hotel, got up this morning and staged, and of course they started bringing trucks to load our truck, our big truck, and 53 feet long, 102 inches wide on the outside, and I think it's 100 inches high, and it's one of the biggest trailers on the road, and of course pulled by a big W900 Kenworth, big long nose, the old style, you know, the big long thing, and it's a big rig. It's 70 something feet long, bumper to bumper. And so they'll be coming back here and staging, and then we'll be going to Atlanta again to drop off. And then I'm not sure beyond that. There's a bunch of stuff in a warehouse in Cleveland, and so we may start running Cleveland. Eventually, we're going to take flatbed and haul forklifts from the warehouse, but I don't know when that's coming. Moving Medical Missions Outreach, big move, 40 people moving from Baltimore, Maryland to Atlanta, Georgia, just out east of Atlanta, McDonough, Georgia. And so, relocating that ministry. And so we're glad to be a part of that. That's a blessing. And, of course, these folks do a medical mission a month. They're all over the world. They're the most amazing people you've ever seen. They're Independent Baptist, King James, great folk. And I've watched them, and I'm fascinated by them. I'm just going to tell you, I really am. They're amazing. They have attracted some of the top surgeons, the top doctors, some of the top nurses, some of the top specialists in the country. I'm fascinated. When they roll in, they'll take over an entire elementary school. They will have dental, vision, hearing. They'll have general medicine, and they'll do minor surgery. Very seriously. And they're all over the world. They will run 40 to 50 people just in their medical, their clinicians. They'll have between 40 and 50, sometimes more. Then they'll have a whole group of support team on top of that. And they'll take over a whole elementary school. And it's not unusual. And I'm not talking about giving them aspirin and send them on. I'm talking about every one of them gets witnessed to. Everybody gets all their needs met. If it takes an hour, that's how long it takes. But they will average about 1,100 people a day through their clinics. And typically the clinic runs 5 days, Monday through Friday. It's pretty fascinating. It is. And, of course, we're talking to them now about branching out into some. They do a lot of big cities, you know, a lot of third world cities, a lot of the bigger towns. We're talking about branching out with the boat. Captain's listening. And we're talking about using the ship to go up some rivers and to reach some tribes that are basically unreached to go up and do medicine for some of the tribes. That there's a tribe in Nicaragua upriver, big river between Honduras and Nicaragua, and that the very, very much unreached group of indigenous people. Same thing. We're looking. Our next stop probably is going to be Honduras, and the people group is called. They're the Mosquito people. Yeah, I'm serious. That's their name. They have their own language. Yeah, they have their own culture. They're a boat people. They're aquatic people. They live on the river. They don't have cars. They don't have, you know, everything's done by boat. And they still have dugout canoes, just like they used to. And then you'll see them with an Evinrude, you know. So it's a mix of cultures. And it's where they're located, right where that big river in Honduras comes out into the Gulf. And so the ship will actually go up that river quite a ways. The Sea Hope only drafts 8 feet. So we can navigate many of the rivers of the world. Oh, we really can. And we are, yeah. As a matter of fact, we can go 1,000 miles up the Amazon without even gauging the depth of the water. I mean, seriously. Absolutely can. And we go further than that. But I mean, I can say that without even talking to the captain. We'd go 1,000 miles up the Amazon. So God is using the ship. God is using the medical missions. Folks, these are the last days. We're gonna have to do something besides what we're doing. We can't sit inside the four walls of the churches and continue to do the same way, the same thing, expect a different result. We're gonna have to put some legs on our prayers. We're gonna have to get out here and go into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. Amen. I believe that. And so to God be the glory. Great things He has done. All right. Traffic is backed up right now beyond what I can see. And so we're probably 20 cars in the line. It's just, I'm guessing, because I can't see them all. But I can see about 20 cars. And so that will probably wind it up for us. Okay, because we were down to 80 a minute ago. And, okay, there are how many cars? 16 cars. Okay, so they're telling me there's 16 in line. And, okay, thank you. And the 16 cars in line, and we've down to, there were 80 pallets as of 80, I keep saying pallets, till I'm tired, can't you? 80 boxes as of 5:49. I had somebody tell me the other day, they said, "Preacher, you can't get rid of 350 bushels of green beans, but dark." And I said, "Yeah, I know it." I said, "But we're going to try." Well, but dark, we didn't have no green beans. Well, tonight, I was thinking it'd be dark 30 before we got done. And I'm looking now, and I believe we're going to run out of boxes before we run out of cars. So it's looking. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing, the power of radio, that you can get on the radio and say, "Help," and you'll have that many people come to the rescue? I'm so fascinated by that. And in multiple ways. I'm talking about, we didn't have no help. And now there's a whole covey of people down there helping. Vests on. I mean, you'll see the people loading cars. They load them two at a time. Just boom, 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 boom. You ever see them? Oh, yeah. And so, it's awesome. And then we didn't have no help. And then we didn't have nobody to give it to. And we started hollering, and here they come. And so, hallelujah. I say to God be the glory. And I had this dear little lady. She had it. She was a. She said, "This is God's way of supplying our need, preacher." I said, she said, "How are you?" I said, "Well, I'm in the midst of a crisis." I said, "I got all this chicken and nobody to get it." And she said, "Preacher, your crisis is God's way of supplying our need." And I said, "Well, bless the Lord." By the way, I told the staff, I said, "Remind me to have a nervous breakdown when all these get gone." Folks, cancel the nervous breakdown. I think I'm going to be all right, okay? I think I'm going to make it. Yeah. The Lord's so good. I just, I just continue to be amazed in the presence of God. What a Savior, what a Savior, what a Savior. Well, we have one pallet left. All right, there it is, 557. There are 40 boxes, and we should be able to serve those in line. I believe it's going to happen. Well, it's going to be good if it works out that way. Do you like the countdown? If I'd have thought, see, my grandkids, they don't have a cell phone. And so if I'd have thought the other day if it had sent me a countdown, we'd have had a better gauge on it. But the team is down there, and they've been doing the countdowns for me, and I think that's good. We're down to 35 boxes, 35 family boxes left. Fresh chicken, hot dogs, yogurt, milk, carrots, onions, cheese, cooked chicken. So, all right, thank you. And then one of my dear ladies is gonna do pizza for all of the team. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's such a blessing. And that's just, I tell you, folks, we live and serve some of the finest folks on the planet. We do. 11 cars in line and 25 boxes, and so if nobody takes too many, we'll be all right. We'll make it. And so we probably want to limit to two, okay? To two families per car, all right? That'd be good. And that would be good. Let me get that out. And so that everybody gets some, it's in this line, okay? That'll work out real good. I sent that down. All right. Well, I'm exhausted. I'm sitting here watching them work, and I'm give out. I'm wringing wet. Yeah. And, I picked up one box, and my daughter said, "Daddy." I said, "Okay. Okay." So I put it in the back truck and I quit it. So I picked up one box is all I picked up. Well, I got reached up high and got one. It wasn't that high. It wasn't a heavy bushel green beans, not that heavy, but I got one up high and it must have exercised some muscles that I'm not used to doing because my back sure was sore, especially my lower back. I always get worried about that with my lower back. So, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Yeah. Florida says, "Look what God did!" 4 exclamation points. I say it's exactly right. I just wish that y'all had a way of seeing it. I wished I could patch these cameras in to where y'all could watch this happen. It's amazing. It really is. It's something to behold. So, all right. If you're not in line, it's too late. I'm sorry. We'll do good to get what we got there, but. We're grateful and thankful for all the help and all the folks coming, okay? Tomorrow we'll say a few more words about Share-a-thon, give you the schedules for the weekend, and the next voice you hear will be, of course, announcing the beginning of the services. Now, remind you that our lines, we've never done this before, the phone lines will open at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon for the rally service. Because we always have people come, and those who come to the service, they get to pledge and, sponsor days and the such. Well, since people are not getting to come, outside guests are not coming, for that reason, we're going to open the phones at 4. We'll start service at 5:30. We will not read any pledges Sunday, but we will carry the service 5:30 till the AM goes off at 6:15. We'll continue it on the FM and, of course, on the video apps and the audio apps and the FM. Then Monday morning, 7:15, we begin, and everything is Share-a-thon that week. The Share-a-thon channels, AM, FM, internet, music, video, and preaching all convert to the Share-a-thon channel all week. So why? Because that's how we furnish the video channel, the music channel, the preaching channel, WGCR.net, the AM, the FM. It's all funded through that one week. And by the grace of God, the only time we mention money the rest of the year is when we're raising it for somebody else or when we're thanking folks for their sponsorship on a daily basis. Okay? The phones are open 4 to 6 on Sunday, 4 to 6. Service starts at 5:30, 4 to 6. And if you would like to do that, also, you can walk into the lobby. You can walk into the lobby if you'd like to come in person. I'm sorry, but it's just into the lobby. That's as far as we go, okay? Yeah, and that's true all week. No public meals, no public services. I hate it, but that's just the way it is, okay? All right, heard today of someone on life support, another one on life support. So, oh, God help us. Thank you for being on board this afternoon, and let's pray together. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you be pleased to help us. Lord, we ask that in these days that you would visit with us. We thank you, Lord, for the touch of God. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of the sweet Spirit. And Father, I pray that you'd do for us what we cannot do, and that is meet the financial needs of this radio ministry in the upcoming week to your glory, to your honor. Save the soul that's nearest hell, reclaim the backslid, and Lord, work in hearts. We pray in Christ's holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Till we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you is our prayer.